Asuras Eilu Veilu. These are the women who are forbidden for both the husband and the Yavam. Who are they? Kohen Gadol Shnasa Amona. Kohen Gadol married a widow. V'yesh lo ach Kohen Gadol. He's got a brother to Kohen Gadol. So they both, neither of them can be married to this woman. A Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen Kosher, who's a Kovalu Kohen, Shnasa Chalola, married a woman who was desecrated for Kuna. V'yesh lo ach Kosher. And he has another brother who's a kosher Kohen as well. So they're both forbidden to this woman. Yisrael Shnasa Mamzeres, or a Jewish fellow who married, regular Jewish fellow, married a Mamzeres, Yishuach Yisrael, and his brother is a regular Jewish fellow as well. They're both forbidden. And vice versa, Mamzer Shnasa Yisraelis, or Mamzer married a regular Yisraelis, Yishuach Mamzer, and he has a brother who's a Mamzer. Asur Seilu Ve'ilu, in both all these women are also to both their husband and to the Yavam. V'shar Kol Nashim, all the women, Mutoras of Alini, a man, and all the women are permitted, both their husbands and to their yuvamim. So the Marvili and Yuna, there's no, although these it, but there are no others, Vayisacharni, I got other ones. Sota, if a woman was licentious in marriage, Sena Surla Zeluzet, she's forbidden to her husband and to the yuvam. Chalutza, Surla Zeluzet, if a woman underwent Chalitza, so she's forbidden to both. I'm not sure. Actually, we're talking about a chalutza to a kohen. I think if she's chalutza to a kohen, she's also both. Grusha also would also be also to both. To if they're both kohanim, to a dakish and also kshera. If you have a man who has a blemish in his genitals, and shenasa kshera, who's got married a kosher woman, v'yesh lach p'tzua daka. Yes, brothers also p'tzua daka. She's forbidden for both. On the Messiah Rabbi Yonah, since all these principles were left out, these kids are left out, this is for Rabbi Yonah, the Omer said, leis klole the Rebbe klolin. The principles of Rebbe are not valid principles, meaning that there are other cases which are left out of the principal case. Okay?
Regarding the Sota case, she drank the wine tomorrow?
What?
Yeah, that's just the question.
She didn't die, even though she was a Sota.
No, she was never brought to a trial.
Oh, so she didn't drink the wine.
Yeah, she didn't drink the water, that's right.
So why is she a Sura to the Baal? If she never went to the coin and drank the water.
No, if she went to the coin, she dies.
Right.
Yeah, but this is a case where she was Mizana and there was never any they didn't punish her. She didn't get around to any consequences. She was just forbidden. She wasn't divorced yet. Okay, she had to get divorced, but she hadn't gotten divorced yet. So she was still around. So, and then her husband dies. They haven't decided to write. She wasn't just a question of one.
The question, you don't really have to bring the person to the court.
No, only if they refuse to admit what happened.
Oh.
Okay, and there's only one witness for this whole bunch of circumstances. She also did very sofri. Now, there are cases where the woman is also the rabbana. Now, I told you to bring the Nachos Tzvi, but I didn't even bring it myself. It's not that necessary, because I looked at it this afternoon. But imagine if a person is married to his grandmother. Is married to his own grandmother. This is the rabbanon. Person not to marry his grandmother. Okay. Shneil smidiver is sofrim. Shneil bow. So sometimes it's forbidden to the husband. Velo shneil yavam, not for the yavam. If the yavam is his half brother, and therefore they don't share the same grandmother, so she would be forbidden to the husband and permitted to the yavam, right? And vice versa. Sometimes asur bow. Oh, that, I'm sorry. Asur bow. In that case, she's also for the husband. Mutaris Yavam permitted to the Yavam. And vice versa. The next case is Shneil Yavam, a case where it's the grandmother of the Yavam, below Shneil Abal, and not also to the husband, right? So in that case, Asur Yavam, she's forbidden to the Yavam. Mutaris Abal, she's permitted to remain married, of course, to her husband if he doesn't die. And then she dies, so she's also to go to the Yavam. Shneil Zelzev, she's a grandmother both, since they both share the common grandmother. Asur Zelzev, then she's forbidden on both. Ain lo, now what happened in this case where she's forbidden? So ain lo ksuva. She doesn't get a ksuva. Why? Because we want to encourage divorce as soon as possible. This is the rabbana to be married. And a ksuva is a tool which Chazal invented in order to prevent divorces. But who we want the divorce to occur, right? Below peros. However, on the other hand, as Gemara will point out, if the husband does eat the fruit off her trees, she doesn't get reimbursed for that. That right the husband retains. Below mazon, she doesn't get sustained. Below blows, she cannot take the clothes off her the rags on her back when she leaves the marriage. Normally, the clothes she takes off on her back, even if they belong to the husband, she gets to keep. Not in this marriage. Vavlad kosher. However, since it's only an issur d'rabbanan, so the child born of this union is a kosher child. Kovinas aloti. We compel him, however, to divorce. Amon al kohen gadol. If a widow marries a kohen gadol, grushim chalutz al kohen hedyot. A woman who's a divorcee, or when a chalutzah marries a regular kohen, mamzeres in nisina, a woman who's a mamzeres or nisina also is forbidden to marry into the Jewish nation who marries Yisrael. Bas Yisrael nosin l'mamzer nosin, or vice versa, a regular Jewish girl who marries a man who's a mamzer nosin, then we also force a divorce. However, v'yeshtem ksuva. In that case, the women have a ksuva, and the woman is going to explain why. Okay? Now, this is a quote from the Mishnah. Shnias, mitiv herself. Shnias are asad rabban. And Shnias about, we have a case where she's forbidden to husband, because some husband's grandmother, v'lo shnias, or some other similar case, v'lo shnias yavam, but she's not a shnias, she's not forbidden even the rabbanon to the yavam. So in that case, we said, Asur Labal, she's forbidden to the husband, Mutasiyam, but permitted to the Yavam. Maushil Aksuva Eitzal Yavam. Does she get a Ksuva once she goes to the Yavam? Miyakshi Mutaris Loz, do we say that since she's permitted to the Yavam, Yesh Luksuva, so she has to get a Ksuva from the Yavam, because that marriage is very permissible. Miyakshi Ksuvasa Nilse Balabishon, do we say that since the custom is that, or the Loch is, that the ksuva of the woman who underwent yibum is still under lien from the first husband's property. So since that's the case, via surah lo, since she was ushered to her first husband, ain't lo ksuva, perhaps she no longer, she doesn't have a ksuva. In other words, just because now later marriage she came mutter to the yava, maybe so still she lost her ksuva from the get-go when she was ushered to her husband. And vice versa. What about Shnia Liyavam, Lo Shnia Labah? What if she's also to the Yavam, Midrabban, in other words, the Yavam is now her grandson or something like to that ilk, but even though she's not also to the original husband? Does she get a ksuva in that case? Mao Shia Lo Ksuva, Eitzel Yavam, does she get a ksuva by the Yavam? Yakashi Asuro, since she is, do we say that she's also to the Yavam? So therefore, Ein Lo Ksuva, she doesn't get a ksuva. Do I say that since the ksuva of Yavama harks back to the first marriage, and the first marriage she was permitted, so she was permitted to the first husband, so I might say she still retains her ksuva? And then, of course, like all good questions of the sword in the Yerushalmi, it is not answered. Okay? Below peros. Now, not fruit. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shein lo alea el achilos peros bilvad. He has no rights as a husband to her except to eat the fruit off her tree and not to pay her back for this. Now, the reason why he doesn't have to pay her back for this is that, let me put this way. Normally, the ksuva says that the husband has the right to eat the fruit of his wife's trees because Chazal made a trade-off. They said if she gets taken captive, he has to redeem her. So it's a trade-off. If he eats fruit, in order that, and therefore if she's taken captive, he has to put up the money to redeem her. So in that, and it says in the ksuva that the reason why this is expressed, requirement upon him is put expressed, and I will take you back to a wife if you get taken into captivity. Okay, so the thing is, here he can't take her back for a wife, right? Because she's a woman who's forbidden to him. We're talking about her, it's the Rabbanan, but she's forbidden to him. So therefore, even though he gets the fruit, he doesn't have to make do the flip side of that, which is to redeem her if she gets taken to captivity. So he doesn't have to pay because Chazal didn't deprive him of the right to eat the fruit. Nor does he have to repay nor does he have to redeem her if she goes to captivity, because on a technicality, since he won't be able to take her back as a wife after she's redeemed, so therefore he's exempt from going
so
back to redeeming.
So he actually benefits twice.
Right.
Even though it's his fault why
right.
Marriage is
right.
Solid.
Right. This is on a technicality, he gets his benefit. That's basically what they're trying to say here. Tani, now there's an argument here. Tani Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina, and actually this is Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina, interrupts the flow here, as you'll see in a minute. So Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, a Bryce, a polygraph, Yirmiyah, which is Rabbi Yirmiyah, says, now he's allowed to get the fruit, but also Zakeh b'mtziyasa, if she finds something, he gets to keep it. Umay Tzedeh, her handiwork, he gets to keep it. But first of all, he can annul her vows, even though he's supposed to divorce her, but in the meantime, he has those rights as a husband. Says the Gemara, Tavlin Beis Amrav, now explaining what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant before, I already explained it to you, but here it is inside. Malvo appears, what does it mean, not fruit? Sheina Yechol Lohotzi Mena Achilas Perishachal, she cannot extract from him the consumption of fruit which he consumed. Rabbi Yosef said, Kol Shoa Havi Rabbi Yilo Amrali. All the time, Rabbi Yilo used to nudge me and tell me, Tani Masdisach learn your Braisa. Yorshu Matamala, that not only does he have this right as husband of the fruit, but he also inherits her and can go to Rulavaya, despite the fact that she's prohibited to him as Nisid Rabbona. I guess he should be happy that she's having a Levaya, because she's offered to him, right? So there, but he can go to the to Levaya even if he's a Kohen. Says where the Tani came, we learned. It says more was it? We've learned this way. It's actually a question. The Tani came. Did we learn such a thing? It says the time you Adam Lishto Aksheira. They know the time Lishto Psula. Person only is allowed to be Matami for his kosher wife, not for his puzzle wife. Servants and she here, she's the puzzle wife. He indeed Lamaisa may not go to the funeral. Rabbi Avun Bebalkumi. Rabbi Amona. Rabbi Avun has for Amona. Avdishnios, what's the status of the slaves which belong to the woman who's married to a Kohen by in a case of Issa the Rabbanan? Mao Shoch Lubchum may they eat Truma. So he said, Shtok, be quiet, be Avalach, and it's good for you. He O Cheles, the truth is she's allowed to eat because she's married to a Kohen. But there ain't an Ochlim, however, slaves cannot eat because their mistress is not allowed to remain married to a Kohen. So therefore she can eat, but her slaves cannot. Okay? Tamatim, let's over there. Get Musa, a get which is compelled by Yisrael, by a Jewish court, is kosher. Begoyim, get which is compelled by a non-Jewish court, is possible, is no good. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, possible, the get is no good if it's compelled by Goyim. However, despite that, Posel Lakuna, we give her the status as a divorcee, and she's not allowed to marry Cohen subsequently. Even if the divorce didn't go through, the Bible calls that reach haget. There's a whiff of a get here, and therefore we can't allow her to marry a Kohen. Despite the fact that the get is no good, since it was compelled by Goyim, but since it looks like a get, so therefore, once it's given, she's no longer again ever allowed to marry a Kohen.
Now, how do we get around this in modern society?
It only is based in rules. Only based in rules that a divorce must be issued, then can the secular courts go and make enforcement, which is a big problem. You're right. Can't just be compelled by a secular court. That is a problem. Okay.
So that's why usually there's a get that's given first.
Usually there's a base and right.
Then
right.
It goes to civil.
That's right. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Achuzum Kirveil, go and announce in the cities, Pasulakuna, that this one's Pasulakuna, even she gets a get, which is no good. Shmuel Amar, Pasulakuna, the get is possible, but Pasulakuna. Shmuel Amar, Emasin El Psul. Now, here's a very fundamental Chiddush. One doesn't compel a divorce unless the woman is a psula to her husband, unless she's no unfit for her husband. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel gave an example. He said, "Ein masin, you do not do compel a get. El kigon amon el kohen gadol ugrusha chutz a kohen hedyot." It's only if the woman is a psula to her husband, such as amona, a widow of a zvi kohen gadol, or grusha a chalutz a divorcee, vis-a-vis a regular kohen. So says the Gemara, what do you mean? Only this case? Didn't we learn that even arayas, you can compel a get? I mean, even arayas to bunny you can compel a get, not just arayas to arayasa. So says the Gemara, lo bikin da amar Shmuel. Shmuel wasn't coming to exclude that kind of case. Of course, even if it's an Erevet Rabbana, it's still considered to be a psula. It was coming to preclude the following case. Vatnina is currently preclude the case. Well, before he gets the case brought down really is a question, but he was coming to preclude the case of not a case where the woman and man are forbidden on each other. Of course, there, even if it's a prohibition which is rabbinic, you force a divorce. He's coming to talk about a case where there's no inherent prohibition, but there's an artificial one. For example, the following case. Latina namadi resishto milahen oslo. If somebody takes an oath not to have any benefit from his wife, right? So actually, you know, for the next 30 days, yamid parnas, he can support her through that his wife should not benefit from him for 30 days. He can support her through a parnas, through a third party. Yosimikan, more than that, if it's more than 30 days, yotzi v'yitin ksuva. He has to divorce her and give her ksuva, right? So there, it's not inherent. It's not intrinsic. It's extrinsic, right? He's not. There's no inherent distribution to them. It's artificial.
There's nothing about the marriage. He just
right. So he just. So therefore, in that case, Shmuel would say we don't force a get, right? It's interesting. I think I've heard recently that in nowadays, if a woman has an adulterous liaison under her husband, under her husband, so we really should compel a divorce. But we don't. And I think it's based on Shmuel, because Shmuel said it's only if she's a psula. There, the psula is not inherent, but rather it was.
She's an
Eshesish. Right. She's an Eshesish. She was Mizana, right?
Right.
So she committed an Avera. She's not a psula. She committed an Avera. That's what makes her not allowed to stay with her husband. That's what I'm trying to say? Because if it's a Kohen whose wife became a Zona.
Yeah.
Then that's inherent.
Right.
But if it's Yisrael, there's no psul of Zona, right?
Right?
It's only because she can be an Aveira, which doesn't allow her to sit out and stay underneath her husband. So I was thinking in that case we don't compel a divorce for that reason. That's not that she became psula and the only time we compel divorce is when she's psula, but as she committed an Aveira, and Aveira means she should get divorced, but it's not enough for us to compel a divorce. It's similar to this case over here. Amayda Sishto, if you take an oath that your wife should not benefit from you, so according to Shmuel, in that case, you can't compel a divorce, even though they're not allowed to live together. Okay? So, says the one, Shamanu Shema, here is really a kasha on Shmuel. Right? Here it says, that you actually, you have to divorce her, right? It says here, Yosemikan Yotzi, we think Suva, and it sounds that he compelled a divorce. It's Kasha and Shmuel. It says, where no, Shamanu Shumotzi, Shamanu Kofi. It says here, he must divorce her. Does it say he beat him until he divorces her? Not necessarily. Now, what Shmuel can say is, the difference Motzi, which is where we direct him to do it, and Kofi, where we beat the living daylights out of him until he does do it. So says more, what's the difference between the two types? The two types, this is going back to our Mishnah. What's the difference, period? That was the end of Shmuel. I didn't stress enough. Ma ben Eilu is a new topic. Going back to the Mishnah, it said that Amon el Kohen Gadol has got a ksuba, right? Shnios, the Rabbanans don't have a ksuba, right? They're a rice, the Rabbanan, we can put the divorce. Is affected by taking away her right to ksuba by the rights that we do not. What's the difference? Ma'avin elu ella aydeisha in divrei Torah amon el kohen gadol nisa deraisa. It's ve'ein divrei Torah tzichon chizuk. The rights don't need that much buttress. The vira shleim ksuba. That's why they have a ksuba. Ve'elu the case of a grandmother or such like, Aideshin Divrei Seifen, since only the Rabbanans, but Divrei Seifen Tzurim Chizuk. The Rabbanans require Chizuk. Vupila, therefore, Elan Ksuv, they are more Machmir in the case of Arias Rabbana, and they deprived her of her Ksuva. Says more, Yisubai Meima, some say, wanted to say a different shot. They wanted to say, Elu Aideshin Knotsen Biyodon, Viyad of Lad. Since by the Kohen who marries an Amada, there's a Knas in their hands, mean that they become posel, they became become chalolos, and their kids become chalolos. They didn't want, they didn't have to make another fine. The that's why I have a ksuva. However, the elu, the other women, the women who are shnias, who are only yisur the rabbanon to their husbands, aydesh inklos biyadam. So therefore, they're not defiled by the relationship. We are of blood, and their children not defiled by the relationship. Therefore, katsu went over acher. They have to give another knas. What's a knas? Elan ksuva. They have to deprive them of the ksuva. Manavi yune. What's the difference between the two positions? Hamachzirus krusha somishin eseis. Somebody who takes back his divorcee after she was married to another man, and of course she's forbidden to him. So does she lose her ksuva or not? Manamai eloideisha and divrei Torah. That by Torah operations you don't lose your ksuva. Zuo ilvu dvar Torah, since here it's a doraisa, right? In other words, he transgressed this doraisa of taking back a woman who was divorced and married to somebody else. So therefore, the vehicle creation of ksuva, she should get a riksuva. Vista by Meimar, and those who want to say, Eloi deisha knosim biyadna biyadna vlad, that it's only a case. Where do we let her get? Where do we let her retain her ksuva? When anyway, she's fined in a different direction. That she's a chalol and her kids a chalol. Well, in that case, if it's a divorcee who's marrying the same guy for the second time around after he married somebody else, homein knosu biyodah, said she's not defiled as a result. We are a blood, and our child's not defiled as a result. So fichach ein laksuva. Therefore, we have to find some other fine to find her, and therefore we deprived her of her ksuva.
Martin Lushoso.
Yeah.
Was a child.
A child?
Was a baby. Yeah, from the second time she's married.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status of that child?
Well, nothing. It's fine. Yeah. Even the child born after he takes her back is
fine. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not a mom's.
Not a mom's, no. Not a mom's, the rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov, Rachel, Rabbi Zirav, and Rabbi Hila, Tavernami, the book says, Bimizonos pleading. It's a question whether this, the Amona married the Kohen Gadol, if she gets fed or not. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Yesh Mazon, she gets fed. Amar Lo Rabbi Lezer, we said Omer Lo Otzi, we tell him to divorce her. Batam Aruchani, we're going to say that he has to provide her with food. Doesn't make any sense. They also have Boy Meimah. They wanted to say Cain Sotu B'Tanai Ksuva Pligin, that the additional elements of the ksuva are also subject to Machlokas. Meaning, for example, there's an element of the ksuva which would say that the daughter of the of the wife, not the daughter of this husband, but the daughter of this wife from previous marriage gets fed by the current husband. That's one of the Tanoi Ksuva. Mizona Sabas. Another Tanoi Ksuva is that if the woman, if the wife predeceases the husband, so their inheritance should go to, not to the husband, or not fully to the husband, it should go to her own children. That's also a Tanai Ksuva. It's called Ksuva's Bain Dichem, the Ksuva of the male children. So what about that? In Amon HaKohen Gadol, where there are these prenuptial agreements made, do the prenup stand even though they must get divorced or not? Okay, so they want to say it's a machlokas. Now, Korban Eda says, puts in here also the what the machlokas would be, although the Gemara does not. So Rabbi Yochanan would say that Amon of Magda Kohen Gadol does have the Tanai Ksuva, does have those prenup agreements. And Rabbi Lezer said, no, Kol Amon Mode, Rabbi Lezer says it's not that way. Now, and the Gemara then says, Kol Amon Mode, everybody agrees she ain't lemizonos, that she doesn't get food, okay? In other words, she cannot get, after her husband dies, she doesn't get sustained in the husband's house as his widow because she should have become divorced during his lifetime. The reason why that is true is because they find her heirs they certainly are going to fine her. So it means that if she doesn't get a ksuva, she's certainly not going to get mizonos, right? Her heirs are not going to inherit her ksuva. She's certainly not going to get mizonos out of the husband for herself. But Tiu says they argued about whether to give her food or not. So Harbit Tanai Ksuva Lo holds they did not argue whether she gets a Tanai Ksuva or not. Loma, why not? But Katsuv Lo Katsuv Yosher, they find her, but they didn't find her heirs, meaning they're not going to deprive them of their potential inheritance.
I have a Rishami type question.
Yes.
Amatir Bushoso, who's a Kohen.
Yes.
So he's over on two wives.
Right.
Marrying a divorcee and marrying a Matir Bushoso.
Yeah.
Can she eat truma the second time around? Is the marriage?
No.
If it was the first time that she was divorced.
Yeah.
She would be able to eat truma.
Right.
But because it's the second time, so she can't.
Well, I think maybe she was allowed to exhume until they have bia, because until then she's kosher. As long as they're just betrothed,
yeah,
they're okay.
It's a full marriage.
Yeah, no, then they have to stop. Once it's consummated, after she has to stop being truma. So just to go over what I just read, by mizonos, whether she herself gets fed after her husband dies, it's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's another opinion that even the Tanai Ksuva, which has to do more with her heirs than herself, her daughter, her sons, that also is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's another opinion that everybody holds that she gets fined. I mean, there's a machlokas whether she gets fined or not, whether she gets mizonos. But her heirs, everybody holds they don't get fined. It's not fair. Okay, she committed that error, but what do they do? So therefore, we don't deprive them of their portion allotted to them in the prenuptial agreements. Okay? Halacha, hey, Bas Yisrael wrestles with going. Now, here's really your series of questions similar to yours. I don't remember if your case comes up, but Bas Yisrael wrestles with going. If a regular Jewish girl is engaged, betrothed to a Kohen, Mubaris Kohen, she's pregnant from a Kohen. Shmeres Yavam Kohen, she's a Yavama waiting to be Misya Bemes by a Kohen. Lechem Bas Kohen, and so to the daughter of a Kohen, Yisrael, to waiting to whose native situations to Yisrael, both of them Lotocha Mechuma, they may not eat Shuma. Okay? Because they don't have the prerequisite, which is either to be married to a Kohen, to have a child by a Kohen, or to be a Kohenes and not yet married to Yisrael. Okay? Now, here's a very interesting case. The Bible says it's going only according to a mayor. Bas Yisrael Mureses Levi. If a Jewish girl is engaged to a Levi, Muberes Me Levi, she's pregnant by a Levi, Shomer Siyom Levi, she's Shomer Siyom vis-a-vis a Levi, she's meant to be Messiah Bemis. Okay, Bas Levi Yisrael, Toto Bas Levi Yisrael. Lo Tocha B'Meiser, she can't eat Meiser. Now, our permission is going to create mayor holds that Meiser as Kedusha and a non Kalevi may not eat Meiser. We don't pass him like him. But there's such an opinion, right? Mayor's opinion. Bas Levi, Mores is the Kohen. If a Bas Levi is if betrothed to a Kohen, Mubaris me Kohen, is pregnant by a Kohen, Sharas Yomlaka is ranged from Yim by a Kohen, Lechem Bas Kohen Levi, and so do a Bas Kohen, same situation Levi, Lo Yochu, Lo Betrum, Lo Meiser, they can't eat either one, which is, of course, very difficult. The Chorodin should. If it's at least the Bas Kohen should be allowed to eat Meiser, because no matter what she's still a Kohen. She's about to marry a Levi. She's about to marry a Levi in the last case too, right? Bas Kohen le Levi, right? So no matter what, she should have the rights privilege. Okay, the more fast that. Bas Moreses le Kohen. Now do we know the daughter of Israel who's betrothed to Kohen may not eat truma yet? It says Kol Torah Bebeis Lo Yochlanu. Any Torah person in your house, Belasi Go Beisu, she's not in his house. The Bavli actually holds it to the Rabbanan that a betrothed may not eat truma because they were afraid that she might give it to somebody who she shouldn't give it to. But the Yushami holds it to the Raisa, as you see here, right?
It's not a full marriage yet. Mm-hmm. So they know until it's over. So.
Bavli still holds the Rabbanan. Then it says if she's pregnant mi kohen, so no, it says yelid bias means a born child allows the mother to eat. Ain't kind of yelid bias, she's not born, he's not born yet. The shemeres yoham le kohen, When it's waiting on the Gog, you might go to Chikani, call Torp, and basically, Ochlenu, has to be in the house, but they say go basically. Once she goes, once her husband dies, and she hasn't on the Gan Yibu yet, she's not yet in the house. The Chayim Bas Kohen Yisroel, and so to the daughter of Kohen Yisroel. Same idea. By, she get, once she's betrothed, she can no longer eat truma. Why? Bas Kohen Kitievi Zor, Bas Kohen, even when she is for a foreign person, even though she's not yet in his house, she's already also to eat truma. So even if they just went to Kiddushin and not Nisuin, she still can't eat truma, right? Muberes Misrael, she's pregnant from Israel, Shemeres Yovam Israel, or she's Shemeres Yovam, anticipating being Misaberes Israel, she cannot eat truma either. Why? Because she has to be Rishav El Beis Aviyah, she has to be able to return to her father's house. She can't here. Probably Shemeres Yovam, because the Shemeres Yovam is still under, you know, kind of captivity to the father-in-law's house, right? So she has to go back home yet.
Abbas Kohen is Moresis, the Israel, can still live in her father's house.
No, she, yeah, but she's Leishzor already. So since she's Leishzor, she's already married, even though she's not in the house of the foreign guy, so she can't eat truma anymore. See, by a cup, by the Israelis who wants to eat truma because she's marrying a Kohen, says she has to be in the base HaKohen. That's only after the Nisuin, after the Chuppah. But it says when a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, she's out of eating truma already when she's Leishzor, before she enters the house of the non-Kohen.
Just she's living in her father's.
Right, but since she already has affinity to the non-Kohen, so she's up the creek. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah, I don't recall that from before.
Well, I don't know if we had it before either, but I don't know if we had it before, because this is really the first place where it's supposed to come up. I mean, we didn't discuss it in detail. We probably made reference to it, but we didn't discuss it in detail, so I can't vouch for it.
Well, I mean, even Bavli in
the... Oh, come on. You don't remember that. 7.5 years ago. I challenge that. Okay. As much respect as I have for your memory. Uberes Yisrael, Shomeres Yom Yisrael, again, if she's pregnant by Yisrael, Shomeres Yom Yisrael, She's always Kohen because she can't be a Kohen. So Shavel base of Ia. It's got to be the little back in her father's house. She can't. She's still under Zika. Pekino Ranch has to be able to go back her as a youth. Brat Lumba Beres, as opposed to when she's pregnant. Bazi Storm Rest of Levi. The same thing by a Jewish girl, regular Jewish girl, who's betrothed to Levi. Atu Basim, who can eat Meiser? You, Levi, and your household. Lacey, go basically, she's not yet in his house. Uberes Levi, if she's engaged, if she has a fetus by a Levi, she still can't eat. Levi Bais, because it's got to be somebody who's born into the house, being kind of elite. Bais, not born into the house yet. Rabbi Yosef said, I don't understand. Klum Sleep, Levi Bais, a little Kohen. But the elite Bais, it says, but by Kohen, how can you extrapolate to Levi? So it's more, it's a logic. The one who's born allows to eat truma. The one who's not born does not eat truma. Does not allow to eat truma. So to by meiser, we extrapolate logically. The one who's born allows the mother to eat truma. If he's not yet born, he doesn't allow the woman to eat truma. Shemeres Yovam Levi. What about a Shemeres Yovam who's about to be Yibum by Levi? Doesn't work either way, because that Temu Beischev has to be you in your house. V'lavi go Beischev, she's not yet in the house. V'chei Bas Levi u'bas Kohen. And so too Bas Levi Bas Kohen ki tiel ish zor. Right? They have to stop eating Trumar Meiser the moment they're married, betrothed. They can't continue eating truma till or mice until the moment they enter the chuppah, being from their betrothed. So it says more. How can you say lo bas kohen? See, if it says only about the daughter of a kohen, and when she's betrothed to a foreigner, she can't eat the truma. But then say that about a levia who's betrothed to a foreigner. It says more. No bas. It says bas. I'm right. We'll see bas. Says the word bas twice. Achas bas kohen, achas bas levi. And that's extraneous possibly. These are the same thing applies to the daughter of a levi. Bas kohen, she needs to sell chosef v'chas. Now, the daughter of a kohen, who married Yisrael goes back and she eats, right? Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael, goes back and she eats if she had no kids. Bas Yisrael, she says, the Kohen, the daughter of Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, if she has no kids, Choseri, she goes back home, Veino Chelsin, and she cannot eat. Skip the next three lines, they're redundant, we had them before. Bas Levi Muresis, the Kohen, the daughter of a Levi who's a fiance to a Kohen, she's betrothed to a Kohen, she cannot not eat Truma because Kol Torah basically Yochlenu. Because she has to be taught by Beisla, and Lacey go Beisla, she's not in the house. Muber is Miko, and she's pregnant from a Kohen, she still can't eat because Lee Bayes, she has to be suddenly born in the house. Being a Lee Bayes, and he's not born in the house. Shomer is Yovam, the Kohen, if she's so trans, I'm waiting for the Yovam to do Yibum. So then, Kol Torah, she can't eat Truma because Kol Torah Beisla Yochlenu, says anybody Torah in your house, Lacey go Beisla, she's not inside the house. The Chaim Bas Kohen, now here comes the last case in the Mishnah. The Chaim Bas Kohen, told to the daughter of Kohen, we said, little Levi, who's betrothed to Levi, lo tocha, lo yichlu, lo betrum, lo meiser, now I'll eat neither trum or meiser. Nicha betrum, lo so, so chow, and says, now I'll tell you trum, because she's not yet married to the Kohen, right? They're not yet consummated. She's only betrothed. But the meiser, manavshach, why could she meiser no matter what? Inko Kohen, it's if she's still a Kohen, it's like she was born, right? A CFB, a Kohen from birth. So then he told her, she's allowed to eat because Kohen is included in Levi. And if she's already a Leviah because she's about to get married, right? So Leviah, he told her, Leviah can eat as well, so why can't she eat? So Rabbi Yehoshua Yochanan said, ah, command them, ain't nicely mice of Lakuna. It's going to be a pity that you're not supposed to give mice to Kohen, only to Leviah. I don't remember this opinion, but obviously there is such opinion. But you're right that according to opinion which holds that that you can give ma'isa to Kohanim and a chanami, then she would have a daughter of a Kohanim about to marry Levi would be able to eat truma in the to eat ma'isa, excuse me, in the interim period. Okay? Basi loch of avav. Basi soul shenisis l'kohen, tocha b'truma. Now, if a basi soul marries a kohen, she eats truma. Mace, if the husband dies, the kohen, v'lov men ben, but she still has a son for him, tocha b'truma, she's allowed to continue to eat truma. Nisis l'levi, what if she marries a levi now? So tocha meiser, she's allowed to eat meiser. Mace, v'lov men ben, if her husband levi dies, there, but she has a son for him, tocha meiser, she can eat meiser. This is so for in her third marriage, she marries a regular Yisrael, lo tocha, lo betruma, lo meiser, then even though she has kids from the first two marriages, a Kohen and a Levi kid, since right now she's married to Yisrael, she can't eat not truma nor meiser.
Even though she doesn't have any kids from the Yisrael?
Right, even if she doesn't have any kids. Okay? Now, let's work backwards. She had a kid from Yisrael, and Katina Keshe had given Yisrael, and then Yisrael died. It's a working and Yisrael died. So Mace Benoni, so now work backwards. Her son from Yisrael also died. So then she reverts back to the previous marriage in the totem pole, which was to a lady. Tochama Meiser. She can eat Meiser because she still has a son who's a lady, right? Tochama Meiser Milevi. Tochama Meiser. Milevi, now what if her son who's a lady dies, right? So then she goes back another notch on the belt. Tocha b'truma, she could still eat truma as a kohen, right? So, kohenis, right? Mace benami kohen, because she had a son by the kohen. Now, if her son by the kohen died, so then lo sochal lo b'truma lo b'maiser, she can't eat truma nor maiser. So, general principle is that each additional marriage is an additional overlay, and this overlay can be overlaid and removed as well. So the first marriage is the Kohen, she had a kid by the Kohen. Second marriage is the Levi, she had a kid by the Levi. Third marriage is Yisrael, she had a kid by Yisrael. So now, if Yisrael dies, she reverts back to the previous marriage, the Levi. If the Levi dies, she reverts back to the previous marriage, the Kohen, in terms of how, in terms of what she can eat.
I would have thought that if she has a child from the Kohen, and then a child from the Levi, that she could eat both Truma and Meiser.
No, it's not the case.
Not one knocks the other one off.
Right, one knocks the other off. The last one knocks her off, right.
The last one is Yisrael doesn't even have a child, and knocks out the other, knocks out the
wife. Right, right.
That I don't understand the logic.
Well, it's because she's married to him now. That's her status.
All right.
She's Mrs. Yisrael. She only goes back to the previous status if her husband, the current husband, dies.
Yeah.
Okay, Mace Cohen, Shanisis, Lee Yisrael. Now, Bas Cohen, Shanisis, Lee. You have a daughter of a Cohen tribe who married Yisrael. Lotel, Abshuma, Shemina, and Yitruma. Mace, if the husband dies, the man abandoned, she has a son from him, Lotel, Abshuma, she still may not eat Truma. This is a Levi. What happens if she had a son? So she retained the son, and then she married a Levi. The Chomayzer, she can marry Meiser. She can eat Meiser. Mace, Loi, man abandoned. If she died and she still has a son from the Levi, so then the Chomayzer, she continued to eat Meiser. Nisays, Le Kohen. If she then marries the Kohen, so then. That's okay. Talk about Truma, right. She can eat Truma. Mace, Loim, and Ben, now we're going backwards again. If the last husband, the Kohen, dies and she still has a Kohen son, talk about Truma, she can eat Truma. Mace, Beno, Ami, Kohen, if her son from the Kohen dies, we'll talk about Truma. Milevi, if her son from the Levi dies, we'll talk about Miser, she can't eat Miser. Mace, Beno, Yisrael, if her son from Yisrael dies, that goes back to her father's house. I'll say no on this. It says nobody left to inherit her. The show basically a kinneret goes back to her father's house like her youth. Okay, says more further. Rabbi Levinte or Liunte, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. Boy, come Rabbi Yonah, ask for Rabbi Yonah. Nicha bat koin shlis Yisrael. I understand the daughter of a koin marries Yisrael. Choseres v'ochelos. She goes back to eat truma, which is to her advantage. But what about Bas Yisrael? I'm going to learn this like read Bas here. Tabanum Gimon Rav. What about Bas Yisrael Shanisis Le Kohen? A regular Jewish girl who married a Kohen. Once he dies, she should still be suitable to eat, even if she has no kids. What stops her from eating? I was asking a very basic question. How do you know that the daughter of Yisrael, who marries a Kohen, and then the Kohen dies, must stop eating Truma? Where does it say that in the Chumash anywhere? Right? Doesn't say. No.
Living in the house of the Kohen?
No.
She's going back to her father's house.
So suppose she doesn't want to go back home.
But there's no connection to her, to the Kohen anymore, except that her husband, a dead husband.
So it's still a dead husband is also, because she was madly in love with him. Could be, right? So Amalei, so the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. Amalei Bezira said, Ravana Mishin Rav said, Mao Bas Kohen, what does Bas Kohen mean? It doesn't really mean daughter, it can mean student too. So since that's the case, in order to teach Truma, you have to be the daughter of a Kohen, or student of the Kohen. What's the daughter of a Kohen, student of a Kohen? A daughter of a Kohen is really a daughter of a Kohen. A son of a Kohen means a Yisraelis who's under the tutelage of a Kohen. When is she under the tutelage of a Kohen? When she's married to him. She's not married, she's not under the tutelage of the Kohen anymore. And the Mara brings a proof, very interesting proof. Kumara Timelech says, Bas Bovel Hashaduda. It says, the Navi calls Edom the daughter of Bovel, the bandit, the one which underwent banditry. So in any event, that's about Rome. And that's more of Chibas Bavel. So was Rome the daughter of Bavel? Elashinases Kemaisa Bavel. She was the student of Bavel and followed her example in destroying Eretz Yisrael. So Bas doesn't always mean daughter. Sometimes it means student, and that's the case here as well.
Also the term Ben-Torah.
Ben-Torah, also the same idea. That's correct. Very good. Right, same idea. Rabbi Yisrael Abu Mishem Rav said, a different shot, he said, Shtei bonos amuz b'parsh. It says bas twice. Achas chuzers v'chos, one goes back to eat. Achas chuzers v'enon nochos, one goes back and doesn't eat. Bas koin, she's Yisrael, the daughter of a koin who married Yisrael, chuzers v'chos, she goes back home and eats. Bas Yisrael Shnisis the Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, Yisrael goes married to a Kohen, Choser, she goes back home, ain't no chels, but she cannot eat. And more me ato, and from here we also learn out a different nafkimina la locha, Nisus l'kosher, she marries a kosher guy, the daughter of a kohen. Choseres v'ocheles, so then once the kosher dies, she goes back to eat. L'psul, if she marries a pasul guy, because then she goes back to the father's house still, but ain't l'chel, she cannot eat. Rami Amar, Rami said, halacha. Ocheles b'truma, if a regular Jewish woman marries a kohen, she can eat truma. However, ain't l'chel, because it's choke, she can't eat korbanos, the parts of the korbanos. You can even do the carbonos parts of the Kohen, the priestly legacy. There's a Rav, Rechia brought a price like Rav, which says, Milechem, she can eat from the bread of Kohanim, if she's the Israeli married to Kohanim, lechem, not all the bread. The price of the name of Rishim, assists Rabbi Yochanan, says, Milechem avia tochel. From all the bread her father can eat, the rabbis chalos Torah includes the chalos brought, the Torah, the rakid and nazir, and the flat cakes brought for the nazir. Okay? Hadrolach Yeshu Torah Sabale. New Mishnah. Yeshu Sholach Baal on the Medina Sayam. A woman who says, now, complete shift of gears, very radical shift of gears. Forget it, no more cases of Yibum. That's it. Shalom Yibum. Shalom, shalom. Yeshu Sholach Baal on the Medina Sayam. Why, you want to go back? A woman whose husband went to Chutz Lagat, right? Ubo Vamal, a very famous mission, they came and said to her, Mace Bailach, your husband died. We need this, and she married somebody else. Vachara Babala, and then her first husband rose from the dead. She's got a problem. Tate Mizemis, and she's got to leave both of them. But Tzichoget Mizemis, she needs to get from both of them. Vainla, she has no right to neither Ksuva, nor Peros, nor the value of the fruit, Lo Mizonas, nor food, Lo Belos, nor even the garment she's wearing, Lo Alzev, Alzev, neither one of them. Vinodla Mizemis, if she took any of these things from either one of them, Tachsor, she has to give it back. Vavlad Mamzer Mizemis, and the child she has from each one of them is a Mamzer. From either one of them is a Mamzer. Lo Zev, Zev, Matam, if both are Kohanim, neither of them can go to Levaya. Lo Zev says that Koyim, neither of them is suitable to accept, to get Lo Mitziyasa, nothing she lost, Lo Maaseh, then something she crafted. Lo HaFarsh, not to her end, either one annul her vows. Hoysa Bas Yisrael, she was the daughter of Yisrael, then Nivsa Min HaKuna, she can no longer marry a Kohen because she had a Bia Psula. One of them was Aser to her. Ubas Levi, she was a Levi, she's exempt from a Maaseh. Vas Kohen mina truma ein yoshim shelze yuvlo yoshim shelze yoshim ksuvasa. I'm sorry, but I skipped. Vaslei mina meiser, right? She loses the right to meiser, according to Rabbi Meir. Ubas Kohen mina truma, and the daughter of the Kohen loses her truma, period. Ein yoshim shelze yuvlo yoshim shelze yoshim ksuvasa. Nobody gets her ksuva. Where it's going to still say that, obviously. Meisu, if she dies, Echov Shelzeh ve'Echod Shelzeh Cholzin ve'lo Yim Yabed. Do Chalitza na Yibum. Yibum is prohibited again because of special status. So it says, I don't understand. What's so terrible? Why did you give us such a severe punishment? Kamada Temetan, like you said over there, by a case where there was wife swapping the wedding night, right? Mafishin Hosan Shlosh Chodashi, so he separates the women for 3 months. Shemu Bara say in order to tell if they're pregnant or not, but then Bima Yuktana slowly royously Levlad, if they were children and not yet suitable to conceive children, to conceive their own children, Marzel Sami had to go back immediately. Why don't we let her go back to the first husband? Okay, so the first husband never divorced her. Why should go back? Says Marshani Yitamachachim Hituboy. That's in the people led them astray. Right? They were young and naive. They didn't know what to think. Here, others were not responsible for her downfall, and therefore she has to be responsible herself.
They were responsible. They came back and said that the husband died.
True, but you're right. Let's see what the Gemara says over here to expand that. Says the Gemara, Knas Kontzubarcha Tebo Dekus Yofa. They made a special fine of severity against her in order to make sure that she should check out the details first herself, very severely. Okay, so you're right. There was something else about here. But nonetheless, we want to put the entire onus on her to make sure she checks out before she gets remarried.
They don't put a time limit on this.
No.
A year.
No time limit, right. She's coming upon her. period. So still say that she can't marry the second guy, but why don't you go back to the first guy? I'll tell you, it's a good point. The reason they asked her to go back to the first guy because it looks like Arias. Because it looks like she was really married to the second guy. That's like a machzir grusha, so like taking back your wife after she married somebody else. So therefore, they didn't want to allow her back to the first one. So it says, well, why does she need a get from the second guy, right? It was just znus, right? Since the first husband was alive. Shani shnisla derecheter. No, because at the time they got married, they thought it was mutter, so therefore they need a get afterwards. Now this get is, of course, only get to Rabbanan, because there was no real marriage ever since she was never really divorced from the first husband, but it's enough to acquire her this get to Rabbanan. Okay? Shmuel says another pshat. The reason why she needs a get from the second guy is because people might say in their private to each other, Shema shoshilech lo get. Maybe her first husband sent her a get from Chutz Loritz, where he was. Now we know he didn't, but not everybody will know. So if we don't want people to get the wrong impression and think that maybe he actually sent a get, and that's what required him to give a get. We don't want people to think that she was really married to the same guy. Actually, people will think that, and therefore, in order to prevent people thinking that she's leaving the same guy without the benefit of the get, we make the second guy give a get as well. Unless people think she was actually fully married to the same guy and should not think, therefore, that she's going out without having to get a full divorce. Okay? So that's the bottom line here. We're going to have to go on with this idea for several pages. And we're not fully finished yet. We have to come back to this on Monday as to why this actually is a case where we regard both men as being married to her, okay, because there are going to be the various different nuances and contradictions. But that's a general principle, that we regard as if she was actually married to the two of them, even though the second one was just a facade.